And the past tense of sweat?
Same thing, I sweat.
I sweat yesterday a lot.
Yes, I sweat. I haven't thought of it. Well, I'm going to say, yesterday I sweat a great deal yesterday. You know, I sweat, I don't think I use the word sweat. Okay. I sweat a great deal.
Yeah.
Of course, we know the proper word is perspire.
Yeah.
We used to be told to use the word sweat with animals, but the animals sweat and the humans perspire.
Yeah, everybody uses.
But I know many people use that word anyhow, I sweat. Mm-hmm. But at school, we're told that animals sweat and humans perspire.
How about a large sore that might, a large,
great... An ulcer?
Something like that.
A boil?
Okay. What's the difference between an ulcer and a boil? Same thing?
Let's see now, an ulcer. No, I think an ulcer is more of a more fluid pus or something, and then a boil. I think a boil is more concentrated in a given area.
Okay. How about if you were shot someone had a rifle and shot you, you'd have a bullet what?
A bullet wound.
And did you ever hear, if you had a wound and it didn't heal correctly, there might be some white...
Might become infected?
Yeah, what that white stuff that might form around it doesn't heal exactly right.
White stuff?
Yeah, did you ever hear the term proud flesh?
Huh?
Proud flesh?
I did hear it, but not very often. I've heard that word, but not very often. Of course, look out for infection or something.
Yeah.
You know, I have to laugh. I think I smoke more matches than I have a cigar.
That's how my dad is, you know. He can't keep a cigar lit.
When we're talking, I'll take one puff and I'll start talking.
That's
all right. I sometimes smoke more matches than I do tobacco. With a pipe, you do that very
well. Yeah, well, I'm sorry that I...
No, I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I tell you why, I'm more interested in what you're saying, the questions, and I'm interested in trying to think of of the answers I should give, and I'm forgetting about what... this is a secondary proposition.
Okay.
And I forget about the cigar, and I still have the cigar.
Okay, well, you're good informant, Leo.
Now, I wonder why I'm using so much matches. I know, because I ask questions I forget about. This is
sure, well,
I'm concentrating on your question.
Okay, how about a person has an upset stomach, you say he's sick what? His stomach.
He's sick in his stomach.
Sick what?
I would say in his stomach. The sickness is in the stomach, then on the outside. Well, I think it's generally that he's sick at his stomach. Of course, if I say sick in the stomach, I would say sick in the stomach.
All right, and what happens when a person is this way?
He might vomit or become nauseated.
Any other crude or jocular terms for vomiting?
Yeah, puke.
Okay.
There's a word I haven't thought of since I was a kid. I have to laugh when I think of it. It pops right out.
How about something, you get a pain in your side, you might have what?
A stitch in your side?
Yeah, you might have a what? You might have
a gas pain?
Yes, or this is something
a cramp?
You have to be operated on for this.
Oh, you mean...
something wrong with your appendix.
Appendicitis.
Okay. How about something that is a disease that frequently causes yellowing of the eyes? So the yellowing of the eye, are the whites of the eyes that become yellow?
What do you mean, cataracts?
No, this is a disease that is not too common in the United States, but it's a yellow what?
You don't mean in the eyes only? You don't mean yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
Well, as I recall, I remember I haven't seen yellow jaundice patients for years, but their skin, they get yellow all over their whole face.
Okay.
Yellow jaundice, and I think that's caused by the liver.
Yeah,
liver trouble.
That's my mistake.